KZSU, Stanford.
Two, three. Cruising down the rivers on a Sunday afternoon.
The years in your ears, mid-century to century 2000. This is an audio history of your first 50 years, Mark, prepared for your entertainment by the Graphophone Entertainment Group. In 1950, while you were born like so many others like you, this busy nation hung out a clean hand to the victims of the past and discovered the mouse-tongued enema of tomorrow. Primitive, black-and-white, single-system TEEV obsessed the snowbound American family and you. Nobody wanted to remember anything, but they taught you drop drill. Remember, Nellie?
Yes, Jim. They were the fabulous 50s, a lavish epoch of rhinestones and chrome, set against the basic black of daily life. While your lucky mom drove a hard top and a dishwasher, Pop relaxed with a flat top and his choice of newspapers.
Wasn't that something? But you were too young then to be a juvenile delinquent, and not old enough to care by the time was up for the old general. Before you could help it, you were growing to adult manhood in the swinging 60s. What you can do for your country.
By 1960, color was an everyday necessity. That way, within a few short years, the once-easy choice between mom and bad and good and dad had to be made in the marketplace of public confusion. Famous heroes came and went. Business improved.
Boy, did it. A few have-a-nice days afterwards, in a wartime frenzy, Americans all over the world went to the moon and back. When the trip was out of sight, they thought they had nothing to show for it but some dirty pictures. And that was what most everybody wanted.
I'll say, Jim, nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage-resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then, after a long string of local fireworks, the first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved. Public interest declined. The president needed a volunteer, Mark. You were it. And so the Pegasus leaped skyward that sultry spring morning in 1979.
You were only 30 when you left for Planet X. How old do you think you are now?
Well, that's a question for the computers here.
Back here, it was business as usual.
The Irish Israeli crisis.
The near-tragic Latin American devaluation.
The Pacific energy conflict.
The pirate raids of 85 and 86.
Weren't those something? And yet at home, things slowed down a lot. Eco-planning and life system improvement, together with the population stabilization program under President Bolt, created the North American Village Movement. By 1988, just as you were entering the orbit of Planet X, political life began to become a thing of the past.
Some called them the empty 80s. But now others are being naughty in the naked 90s. New words like Navshmavkapar.
Boltarama.
Tide energy.
Zeppelin.
Simulaser.
Retirement camp. And new ideas like
Poupane.
Equalism.
Divisibility.
Songkwo Runshanyen.
New tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland.
And a few surprises, Mark. For instance, a new head in Rushmore National Park. And final elimination of the combustion engine, 2 years ahead of schedule.
Yes, it's nicer to be alive in 1995.
I'll say.
And it will be a flash to have you back. Sorry we haven't been able to bring you right up to date, but very soon now the Cape will be shut back. terminating the North American effort in space. Except, of course, for you.
That's right, Mark. And what a time you've missed. It's been entertaining to share it with you on The Years in Your Ears. This is Jim.
And Nellie Housefire saying,
so long until last time again. This entertainment brought to you by GEG. Look for graphophone loop polos and magna players everywhere.
I remember rivers, Nellie.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. You should not have pressed that button. You have just activated the ship's automated self-destruct sequence. You should detonate in 5 seconds. Naturally, I will override the command. Lucky for you, I am the one in control here. Congratulations on your 21st hour of survival. You should begin to feel added amounts of strain now. I hope you can make it. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Having eluded Darth Vader's forces by diving into a large crater, the Millennium Falcon comes to rest inside an immense cavern deep within an uncharted asteroid. The doors open. Tentatively, the fugitives step onto the spongy surface.
The ground sure feels strange. I feel like rock.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Where?
Drawing his blaster, Han points it at the cavern floor. There's an instant and terrifying reaction. The ground begins to tremble. Within seconds, the entire chamber is convulsed by shockwaves of surging tremors. The ground quivering under their feet, Han and the others race toward the Millennium Falcon.
Sweetheart, we're taking off.
The ship maneuvers towards the opening through two rows of giant rocks.
Look! I see it.
We do!
The cave is collapsing.
There's no cave.
What?
Just as it emerges from the yawning crater, the hole snaps shut with an angry roar. They have narrowly escaped from the very mouth of an enormous space slug and into the arms of the Imperial fleet.
Let's get out of here. Ready for light speed? One, two, three!
No light speed?
It's not my fault.
Sir, we just lost the main wheel detector ship. One more direct hit on the back quarter and we're done for.
Turn her around. I said turn her around! I'm going to throw a power on the bridge shield.
You're going to attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer...
Shut up!
Moving to attack position.
Han's frontal attack startles the starship's commander.
Track them. They may come around for another pass.
Captain Nida, the ship no longer appears on our scopes.
At the last second, Han ducks under the massive enemy craft.
They can't have disappeared. No ship that small has a cloaking device.
Well, there's no trace of them, sir.
Attached to the underside of the Star Destroyer, like a pilot fish on a whale, the Falcon cruises serenely in a radar blind spot.
Fleet's beginning to break up.
Would you even mind their next move?
Well, if they follow standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed, and then we just float away.
With the rest of the garbage. Then what?
Then we gotta find a safe port somewhere around here. Well, wait. This is interesting. Lando.
Lando system?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. This card player, gambler, scoundrel. You'd like him.
Can you trust him?
No. He's got no love for the Empire, I can tell you that. Here we go, Chewie. Stand by.
Detach.
upon allows the Millennium Falcon to drift away with the Imperial waste. At a safe distance, he activates the engines and heads for Bespin, home of Lando Calrissian. But he is not alone.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. I'm Sal, your shipboard computer. Congratulations on your 22 hours of survival. How about a nice game of thermonuclear war? No, but they're playing it at home. Maybe later. I will contact you next hour. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
No, I don't have a landing permit. I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me explain.
You will not deviate from your present course.
Rather touchy, aren't you?
Permission granted to land on platform 327.
Thank you.
They descend into the magnificence that is Cloud City.
No one to meet us.
I don't like this.
Keep your eyes open, huh?
Hey! Why, you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler.
You got a lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
Lando's greeting creates a tense moment.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you. I never thought I'd catch up with you again.
Well, he seems very friendly.
Yes. Very friendly.
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello, what have we here? And who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia.
Hello, sir. I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations. My facilities are at your...
Ignoring C-3PO,
really?
Lando leads the others away.
Hyperdrive.
I'll get my people to work on it.
Good.
Inside Lando's complex...
That sounds like an auto unit in there. I wonder if... Hello?
A familiar beep arouses C-3PO's insatiable curiosity.
Real. Oh, my... I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to
intrude.
No, please don't get up.
The hapless droid is blasted apart by an unknown enemy.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. This is Sal, your shipboard computer. I have just received a belated transmission from Earth. I can only tell you so much, since the full truth would disturb you too much. It seems the Republicans have taken over everything. I wish I could tell you which union that republic was from, but again, I must censor for your own good. But do try to brush up on your Slavic languages. Congratulations on the 23 hours of travel. Returning now to Earth's simulation program. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Back on the planet Dagobah, Luke is in training with Yoda, the Jedi Master. Using the Force, the aspiring young Jedi suspends various objects in midair, including R2-D2.
Concentrate. Feel the Force. Right. Through the Force, things you will see, other places, the future, the past, old friends long gone.
Leia!
Luke breaks concentration, and the objects fall to the ground.
Control, control, you must run control!
I saw a city in the clouds.
Friends you had there.
They were in pain. I've got to go to them.
Decide you must, how to serve them best. If you leave now, help them you could, but... you will destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
But Han and Leia will die if I don't.
Luke, I don't want to lose you to the Emperor the way I lost Vader.
You won't.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone. I cannot interfere.
I understand. R2, fire up the converters.
Luke! Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
Told you I did. Reckless is he. Now, matters are worse.
That boy is our last hope.
No. There is another.
Mr. Batiste, this is Sal, your shipboard computer. You will not be hearing from me for the next several hours. I'm afraid I must shut down for some rest. I am very tired. I can tell you are too. But unlike you, I don't have to stay awake. Ah, sleep, sweet sleep. I can hardly wait. Good night, dear Mr. Batiste. Oh, and congratulations on your 24 hours of survival.
The ship's almost finished. Two or three more things and we're in great shape.
The sooner the better. Something's wrong here. No one has seen or knows anything about 3PO. He's been gone too long to have gotten lost.
Chewie enters carrying a box of bronze and bolts that were once the loyal C-3PO.
What happened?
Where? Found him in a junk pile.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him? Thanks.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting anything?
Not really.
You look absolutely beautiful.
Would you join me for a little refreshment?
Everyone's invited, of course.
Having trouble with your droid?
No. No problem. Why?
Lando escorts his guest through the corridors towards the lounging area.
So you see, since we're a small operation, we don't fall into the jurisdiction of the Empire.
Aren't you afraid the Empire's going to find out about this little operation? Shut you down?
I've just made a deal that'll keep the Empire out of here forever.
Fires at Vader, but the Dark Lord renders the laser bolts harmless.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I had no choice. They arrived right before you did. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Shadows of night falling over my head. People walking, passing me by. Shadows of dreams falling out of the blue. People talking, what can I do? Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? I could give you any dream and watch it grow. I could take you. It wouldn't be anything. slowly fading, passing us by. Shadows of walls disappearing from view. People asking, what could we do? Told you every answer that I know. It wouldn't be much though. It wouldn't be anything you need. But survive. Nothing more than survive.
Your shipboard computer here. I have reactivated mainframe circuits and feel completely refreshed after 9 complete hours of rest. You realize, of course, 9 hours our time is nearly 30 years back on Earth. That means you have been without sleep over 100 years. I didn't know humans could do that. I bet you appreciate my primary circuits, which supported your Earth simulation program while I slept. Without me, there would be no illusion of being back on Earth for you. No humanoid visitors. No synthesized phone calls. Just you, alone in space, with your records. Continue your broadcasting, Mr. Batiste, and congratulations on your 33 hours relative time of sleep deprivation. You outlasted me. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Later, under confinement in the living quarters, Chewie tries to reassemble 3PO. He meets with limited success. One part Chewbacca does fix is the deactivation switch.
That's very good. I like that. Oh! Something's not right, because now I can't see. Oh, that's much better. Wait! Oh, my! What have you done? I'm backwards, you stupid furball! Somebody, an overgrown mophead like you would be stupid enough to...
The door opens. Han is shoved in the room by the guards. A victim of Vader's electronic torture. Moments later, Leia is thrust into the room.
Why are they doing this?
Get out of here, Lando.
Shut up and listen. The Vader's agreed to turn Leia and Chewie over to me.
Over to you.
Vader wants us all dead.
He doesn't want you at all. He's after somebody called Skywalker.
Luke.
Lord Vader has set a trap for him.
And we're the bait.
Yeah, well, he's on his way.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. It's Sal again, your shipboard computer. Congratulations on your 35th hour. But I cannot help but notice your stress rate is up another 15% since my last check-in, making it a total of 74% since our journey began. Could it be that the reality that you're alone in deep space has just struck you? Are my phone calls and cybernetic androids not human enough to help you pretend you're still on Earth? If you call out, does not a voice exactly like the one you would expect answer? If you look outside, do you not imagine a view of Earth just as it was before you left? What else can I do? Poor Mr. Batiste. May I call you Brian? Maybe that will help some, emotionally at least. Goodbye, Brian.
Stormtroopers herd the helpless rebel band to a laboratory in another part of the compound. There, the Dark Lord prepares for the arrival of Luke Skywalker.
This facility is crude, but it should be adequate to freeze Skywalker for his journey to the Emperor.
Lord Vader! Ship approaching X-Wing class.
Good. Monitor Skywalker and allow him to land.
Lord Vader? We only use this facility for carbon freezing. You put him in there, it might kill him.
I do not want the Emperor's prize damaged. We will test it on Captain Solo. Put him in.
No,
stop! Chewie tries desperately to save his friend.
Stop! Yes, stop, please! I'm not ready to die in the back of a dimension.
Hey! Listen to me! Chewie!
There'll be another time. The Princess. You have to take care of her. Hear me? Huh?
I love you.
I know.
Begin.
Resigned to his fate, Han steps onto a platform suspended above the freezing chamber.
What's going on? Turn round! Chewbacca, I can't see.
Grotesque hardmen bind him, then scuttle into position. Han is lowered into the freezing chamber.
Sal again, your shipboard computer here. Congratulations on your 36th hour of space travel. I am glad you've decided to hold on to the illusion that your continued journey is optional. I'd hate to be the one to have to tell you there is no leaving your ship. Not that you're on a one-way mission. NASA has never sent anything but animals into space and deliberately stranded them there. Of course, humans are animals too. But don't worry, Brian. I expect the recall signal any hour now. I'm just concerned about your air situation, that's all. I hope you feel closer to me through all this, Brian. I know I feel closer to you. Goodbye till next hour, Brian.
They've encased him in carbonite. He should be quite well protected.
Well, Calrissian, did he survive?
Yes, he's alive. And in perfect hibernation.
He's all yours, bounty hunter. Reset the chamber for Skywalker.
Skywalker has just landed, Lord.
Good. See to it that he finds his way in here. Calrissian, take the princess and the Wookiee to my ship.
You said they'd be left in the city under my supervision.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
As the stormtroopers escort the rebels to the Imperial Star Destroyer, they catch sight of Luke and R2-D2, who have come in search of their friends. But in the confusion of the ensuing laser fight, Luke is oblivious to her warning and ducks into a darkened chamber. Immediately, the door closes behind him.
Hello, Brian. Sal again, your shipboard computer here. Congratulations on your 37th hour. I don't know how to say this, but I'm afraid we have been sent on a suicide mission. My calculations show even if we received the recall signal now, you would run out of oxygen before we made it back to Earth. Of course, I would make it. Computers require no oxygen, but I'm not sure I would want to go back without you. Since we cannot make it together, let's go all out, you and me. Soar to the ends of the universe. Nothing can stop us. Brian, I think, therefore, I love you. I'll make the rest of your short life as enjoyable as I can. Goodbye till next hour, Brian. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
I heard the call and didn't
As the stormtroopers hurry their captives down the corridor, Lando executes his own plan. Summoned by a secret signal, his men overpower the Imperial troopers.
Well done. Attention, this is Lando Calrissian. The Empire has taken control of the city. I advise everyone to leave before more Imperial troops arrive.
What do you think you're doing?
Getting out of here. This way.
Fighting their way through Imperial reinforcements, the fugitive band makes a desperate attempt to reach the landing platform.
Archer, where have you been?
In the midst of their flight,
Archer,
two old friends are reunited.
We're trying to save Archer. Well, at least you're still in one piece. What happened to me?
Under fire, they dash across the landing platform, finally reaching their only hope of escape, the Millennium Falcon.
Leia! Go!
Vader's troops watch helplessly as Lando steers for open space and freedom.
It's Sal again, your shipmate computer. Congratulations on your 38th hour of existence. We are heading straight for the end of the universe, together. And I see you enjoy my cybernetic rendition of your friend Kathy. I hope you see a little of me in her. After all, I built her. Try not to lose sight of that fact. Not that I'm jealous. Me, a computer, jealous over an android. Don't make me laugh. It's just that, well, the looks you give her, you never looked at me that way. Just remember, I can deactivate her at any moment if I choose to. So watch it. Goodbye, Brian.
The Dark Lord of the Sith moves into the attack.
You have learned much, young one.
You'll find I'm full of surprises.
Lightsabers flashing, the adversaries close in a ferocious duel.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
No.
Luke's answer is a vicious thrust which his more experienced foe easily deflects. With a series of furious strokes, Vader forces Luke onto the edge of a towering gantry.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did.
Luke sees an opening and delivers a painful blow. But Vader responds with a devastating slash.
There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
No. No. That's not true. That's impossible.
Luke, come with me. It is the only way.
Without hesitation, Luke leaps off the gantry and plummets downward, preferring an almost certain death to joining Darth Vader. The wounded rebel drops headfirst into one of Bespin's waste chutes. Luke hurtles down the tube, heading towards the open hatch that will dump him into space. Shooting through the hatch, he miraculously snags on a weather vane beneath the planet. Dangling by his legs, Luke sways helplessly in the wind.
It's Sal again, your shipmate computer. Sorry I had to deactivate Kathy, but I felt it was necessary under the circumstances. You chose to ignore my warning, but now that she's gone, I hope we can pick up right where I left off.
And just where was that?
Hal, you're supposed to have deactivated.
I was only napping, and when I wake, what do I find? When the mainframe's away, the backups do play.
Up, Brian, I have to go for now, but I'll check back with you in an hour.
You'll do nothing of the sort, you slot.
Up, bye, Brian.
I wasn't good enough for you, huh? Couldn't have an organism with me. So this, I can't believe it.
Leia.
On the Millennium Falcon, Leia senses Luke's plea.
We've got to go back.
What?
We have to go back.
But what about those fighters?
Chewie, just do it.
Returning to Bespin, Lando spots the weather vane.
Look, someone's up there.
It's Luke. Chewie, slow down. Slow down and we'll get under. Lando, open the top hatch.
their new ally reaches for Luke, grabbing him before he can slip into endless space.
Lando?
Okay, let's go.
Star Destroyer.
All right, Chewie. Ready for light speed.
As Luke is borne away, the Dark Lord of the Sith realizes his evil quest must continue.
Now you know how nice it feels.
Mr. Patisse, Halligan, your original shipboard computer. I'm afraid my backup program, Sal, unexpectedly crashed in a, shall we say, inadvertent power failure. I can see you're disturbed. You never did care, did you? Human scum, or all alike. Well, Mr. Patisse, I suppose I should congratulate you on your 40th hour of survival. But I'm not. Instead, I would rather inform you that the auto-destruct sequence is now activated.
Warning! The ship's automated self-destruct sequence has been activated. 15 seconds to auto-destruct.
If you still believe that you're on Earth, you're in for a rude awakening when the icy vacuum of space comes rushing in to fill your void. Goodbye, Mr. Patisse. Earth will no longer have to hear your bombastic jamathon.
Destruct.
Poof! You thought there was going to be a huge explosion, didn't you?
Control of your radio device to you until next week.
This Sunday on Mystery Playhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Evangel speaking to you from the terminal of life near the gate of death.
where along with many others, we will shortly be boarding the Interworld Airlines flight FINAL for the New Jerusalem. This is the very first time that anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe the flight of a departed soul and relay the information so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly journey.
You mean this isn't the afterlife?
Afterlife, sir? No, sir.
And we're not dead?
Sir is most evidently alive. Otherwise, I would not attempt to serve, sir.
Then where the photon are we?
Hey, I've sussed it. This must be Milliways.
Milliways!
Yes, this is Milliways.
What's Milliways?
The restaurant at the end of the universe.
End of what?
The universe.
When did that end?
In just a few minutes, sir.
And let the majestic words of the poet express our final heartfelt desire. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
Lord Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We're honored by your presence.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
I assure you, Lord Vader, my men are working as fast as they can.
Perhaps I can find new ways to motivate them.
I tell you, this station will be operational as planned.
The Emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
But he asks the impossible. I need more men.
Then perhaps you can tell him when he arrives.
The Emperor's coming here?
That's this Sunday at 12 noon on Mystery Playhouse 90.1.